Welcome to Between the Stacks, a podcast presented by the Athens-Limestone County Public Library. Each episode brings you into the library to meet our collection of people making an impact on the community of Athens and Limestone County, Alabama.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Between the Stacks at the Athens-Limestone County Public Library. And normally on this podcast, we always talk with local authors and find out about their book we've written. But today I decided to shake it up a little bit. And so I have invited my friend Laurie King, who is the owner of the Medicare Chick here in Athens, Alabama. And at this time, she's going to talk to us and tell us a little bit about her business. So I'm going to turn it over to Laurie.
Hey, this is Laurie Kay, the Medicare Chick. I am local here in Athens and Limestone County. I am a certified, licensed Medicare advisor. I started my career in Medicare 20 years ago. I was a state health insurance advisor here in Limestone County, and I worked for Limestone County Council on Aging for around 10 years. And then in 2017, I left the Council on Aging to pursue my dream and passion and open my own business advising for Medicare. So that time, I had to go and get licensed, certified to open my own business. I have helped thousands of people in this county with their Medicare throughout the 20 years. I am active here in this community. I volunteer at the Athens Senior Center. I am all around Athens. I'm here to help my community.
All right, so tell us about this. Do people only come to you when it's open enrollment time, or do you're always helping them throughout the year? Is that correct?
Yes, I help people all throughout the year. There are tons of enrollment periods that most people don't know about. They only see what's on TV, but there's all kinds of different enrollment periods. So if you're not sure, it's always a good thing to call because we get them for weather. There's special election periods for probably about 20 different things.
So it's not kind of not like how it used to be where there was just a certain amount of open enrollment time. You had to enroll at that time and then you couldn't make a change. Now you can make a change pretty much just whenever, right?
Well, I mean, there's always situations and circumstances that can constitute a special election period. And so it would just be better, per se, to check. And then if there's not a special election period at that time, I will let you know. And then we can look at it during open enrollment. But there's many times people think that they can't do anything except October the 15th or December 7th every year. And that is not true.
Okay. All right. So tell us where your office is located and a phone number, how they can call to make an appointment.
Okay. My phone number is 256-998-2903. The office number is 256-206-8005. You can find me on social media at King Medicare Specialist. I also have a group called Medicare Chick, Did You Know? That drops every Thursday. And my office is located here in town at 707 East Hobbs Street, Athens 35611. I am out beside Walgreens.
Okay, all right, so that should be easy for people to remember how to find you then. Okay, well, are there any new laws that have come up that you can share with us? Anything changed recently that you can share with us?
There are different laws that are pending, and we won't know really the outcome of those until like August.
Mm-hmm.
But recently, they have done some updates to the diabetes, the insulin savings model, and those changes have been made and it includes all insulins, and you only have to pay a $35 copay each month, and that does not go toward the famous Medicare gap, also known as the Medicare donut hole.
Wow, so that's really interesting.
Yes, it's great. It's a great thing for people that were struggling to get their insulin that they needed. So that has been a big help.
That's really good. Well, because my mother, she always wound up in the famous donut hole. So, yeah, know a lot about that, know how that works. Okay, well, what is the best time for someone to reach you if they're about to go on Medicare? When is the best time for them to reach out to you?
About 6 months before is probably a good time to at least start getting your research together. I'm real big on Medicare education. Each and every client that comes to me, I educate them on Medicare and all the different facets that goes along with it. Because I firmly believe if I can educate people, then nobody can come along and take advantage of them. So that's really important to me. And when my clients leave, they know that my door is open, my phone is open. If they run across a question, get confused about something, any of that, that I want them to call me back where I can help them understand.
That's great. And I've seen personally how passionate you are about what you do. And that really makes a difference when someone is passionate about their job. So, yes.
I'm very passionate about it. I've been helping, you know, these people. And that's where my niche is really and truly explaining Medicare in country girl terms. That's what my niche is. And so I try to help anyone I can learn Medicare and how it works. And you know, even if it's their mother or their dad or whatever, like there's so many people that are affected and they just kind of let the blind lead the blind on that. There's lots of people who give Medicare advice. Just for instance, like SHIP, doctor's offices, home health, pharmacies, financial advisors. There's lots of people who will give advice and they're not licensed, they're not educated, and they're not certified. So a lot of times, basically what I tell people, it's an opinion that they're giving you from their stance. And so that's no different than Bubba at the country store who thinks his plan is best because he got new teeth. That doesn't make it the best plan for you. And, you know, different people will tell you all different things, and all that does is confuse us more than if somebody would help guide you to understand. It's my purpose is to be to educate. There are so many scams going around. Right now, I left my office and my office staff was talking to a lady who had given her information to someone over the phone. Never, ever give your Medicare ID number, your date of birth, or anything to anyone over the phone. It is not secure with those people, and they'll sell your information, and then you'll get like 100 calls a day. So that's very risky now. The important thing is to understand, when you have a Medicare specialist, we know how to dig in. We know how to dive in. We know how to work the systems, the processes. We have backlines to call in. But if somebody gets you on the phone and they start swapping you around, I can't always fix those people because it's not under my national producer number. And if you're my client, I like for people to stay there where I can see. That way, if you run into a problem, you get some kind of bill, something of that sort, like I can sort it out and help you to fix that issue and move on about the day. So just be very careful about giving your information out, because sometimes it's even the company that you may be enrolled with. And in that case, they already have everything. They already have every bit of your information. There's no need to give that out over the phone. So just be careful.
Yes, I think every day you hear of somebody getting scammed because, as you say, they do give out their information. So you just have to be very careful about that. Well, we so much appreciate you coming in today to talk to us about this, and we hope it helps our listeners learn a little bit about the Medicare. And I definitely suggest that you call Laurie, set up an appointment, go by, visit her at our office. She will definitely help you. Have a good afternoon. Thanks.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Between the Stacks, a podcast from the Athens Limestone County Public Library. To hear other recordings from our Library Voices podcast series, check out our website at alcpl.org. Library Voices is also now available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.